Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the best known customs for Advent is this Advent wreath. It's the wreath and the candle lighting amidst glowing darkness of December which makes it such a custom. It strengthens some of those images from Scripture. This unbroken circle of greens is clearly the crown of the risen Christ. It's an image that leads us to God's everlasting light. These candles mark the progress of the 4 weeks of Advent and the growth of light of God before the salvation of Jesus' birth long ago, because it represents the true light to the world. Now, I find this Advent season a very thrilling time. Waiting for Christmas Day is such a great time. It's also waiting for Christ's return. It's one of the themes that comes from St. Paul's letter to the Romans. Paul spoke of living in the Lord, here and now. Yet looking back at Jesus' coming long ago and looking forward to Christ's return. He wrote to the early Christians that Paul presents a very special time in the celebration of God's promise to send a Messiah. G.H. Chesterton once said, "God turned the world upside down, and astonishingly, when you viewed from God's perspective, the world makes sense." Viewed from God's perspective, the world makes sense. It might be difficult for us to understand this image, but the church does not skip over these Sundays of Advent about the returning of the Messiah. For a few moments now, think back to those early Hebrew people, the Messiah coming into the world for the first time. The ancient prophets had predicted it. When the time was right, it came to pass. The time was fulfilled, Scripture says. Now we have the luxury of 2,000 years of tradition, of celebrating Christ's birth. To the people living in those days, Hebrew Messiah, Greek Christ. Christ came at an unexpected time. The appearance of the Messiah was something people had prayed for. They longed for. They watched for. It was the one event to come. Biblical scholars tell us that this special day wasn't really expected by most Hebrew people, even by the temple clergy. But the Messiah's presence and ministry took most people by surprise. They had expectations, but their expectations were very vague. This vague vision, longing for the hope, hoping that the Lord would restore their kingdom, which didn't happen, as you know. And many people, many Christians, still have a vague vision of a longing hope for the Messiah to come. Even after these years, in some 22,000 years, world events have caused many apprehensions. Wars and disasters, false claims, social violences are among those apprehensions. But God still speaks to us through the words of those prophets, those ancient prophets, because Isaiah had a vision of God's universal reign. Through Messiah, this reign should take place. It was Micah also who predicted this universal reign. We believers are called to trust in the certainty of God's universal reign. God's people must become instruments of dismantling these weapons of madness and war and transform them into implements of peace and goodwill so that we can face tomorrow. The Apostle Paul wrote in his letter to the Romans that the followers of Christians are to put on the armor of light, to bring God's light into the world as we wait for Christ coming again. I like the substitution of the word armor instead of weapons from the King James Version. The metaphor of armor gives faith and hope to the world. This metaphor of armor gives God's people, helps them to understand that all creation cannot be separated from God's love. And as baptized people in Christ, let us put on the armor of Christ's love and show the world for whom we're waiting. Now, many people have a difficult time in waiting or expecting God's universal reign. How difficult it must have been for those Israelites long ago to wait. I think it's just as difficult for us modern people today to wait for God's universal reign. Rarely do we like to wait. But waiting is part of daily living, isn't it? We wait for a medical report, a telephone call. We wait for a bus or train. We wait for the checkout counter, for children to come home from school. How often we hear the phrase, "Please wait to be seated at the restaurant," or "Please wait for the next teller at the bank." Or often we say, "Hey, what are you waiting for? Wait until you get home," I could hear my dad say. We hear these phrases, and we use them every day. Indeed, we must wait. As impatient as we are, we wait in airport lines, on street corners, in the office, at home and school, knowing that everything in this world is temporary. Only that which is heavenly is eternal. There will be an end to history, for our history, but God's whole history will be explained. In the meantime, we're called to wait. Wait patiently, expectantly, for Christmas Day and for Christ's return. But you know, our waiting is active. It's not just sitting on our hands or sitting on a favorite chair. Our waiting is praying and listening. Our praying is doing and believing. Our praying is sharing and giving. Our waiting is for God's light to be revealed to all people. As they sing in Handel's Messiah, "For all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." So we are called to put on the armor of light, God's light, that Christ came once and will come again, to establish this eternal reign of peace. It is God's gracious light given to the world. So I think our lessons today are telling us to spread God's light to the world, to be the light in Christ to others. Archbishop Desmond Tutu says a little parable about a little light bulb. He said it shined so brightly and proudly that eventually became convinced that its own impressive achievements was due to its own merit and skill. One day the light bulb was taken out of the socket and placed on a table. Hard as it could try, it was disconnected from the source of its power. It could do nothing. Our connection is with Christ and God's true light, the true source of our power that makes us a light bulb shining bright in the world to the world itself. So this Advent season, we wait, expect Christ to return. But Christ may not return. But we have the promise to put on the armor of God's light this Advent season, to shine forth to the world. People who are here this morning, to those who are not here this morning, or those who have forgotten to attend this morning. We're called to put on the armor of light, to tell about God's good news, to tell the story, to share the story, that God is coming to the world and God will come again. So as that hymn states, "Hark, a thrilling voice is sounding. Christ is near," we hear it say. "Cast away the works of darkness, all you children of the light, all you children of the day." And we are called to be children of the day. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.